Stars, El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. Funny is her sister. And we're online at philhendryshow.com. We have our live streaming Phil TV in HD right now online, so you can watch the horror. the weirdness of this show as we perform it for you. And you can also download all kinds of archive material. Just get a backstage pass over there. Episode 3 of the free Phil Hendry podcast is also available. When you go to our website, just click on the free podcast link and just follow all the directions there on to the free podcast. Episode 3 of the free podcast, which, by the way, it's a beauty, man. It is it's a remote broadcast we did from Disneyland back in 1997 that to this day is just about the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Bud Dickman is in this thing, and man, you butchered that left way, left front and center. But left, right, and center. But I will tell you that it made for a memorable evening.
Well, thank you.
Well, yeah, you're welcome. Anyway, it's over there at philhendryshow.com. All right, our number 877-876-7445. Now, with us this hour will be Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. We've also got Pastor William Rennick is going to come back on because we do owe him, if you don't mind, Bud, we owe him some time on the air.
That's all I'm saying. I don't think...
I don't care what you think. You bring the guy on to talk about sunscreen. We're going to bring him on to talk about Abraham Lincoln. Doug Danger joining us. Doug, how are you?
Well, I'm doing really good, and thank you for having me on this your program this evening.
Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. You're the entertainment writer there. I know that no one has seen the forthcoming film, Lincoln. What can you tell us, though, about the backstory?
Well, first of all, Phil, I looked into Steven Spielberg, you know, you're absolutely right, Phil. Steven Spielberg had read Doris Goodwin's book, which you had read, too. It's called Team of Rivals, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I looked at, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm going to look a little bit deeper into the motivation, and Spielberg decided to take this book, Team of Rivals, that was a bestseller, and he decided, well, let's just make this a book about the Lincoln presidency, because really, when you read that book, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I looked at that, and I could tell that, being a gay man and a gay journalist, I could tell this is not just a book about the cabinet members. This is a book about Lincoln.
Absolutely.
And so you saw that too.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you read the book. It's interesting to.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. But you did see that.
Yeah, because I what I was saying is, it was like the story was about the cabinet members as a way of getting to the Lincoln story.
All right. So as a gay man, as a gay journalist, so I spotted that. And I think I did turn you on to that book, if I'm not mistaken, didn't I?
I think you did, yeah.
All right, so, you know, I did spot it a little bit before you, but that's not my point. My point is that Spielberg spotted Team of Rivals as a great vehicle for the Lincoln story, and that's where he starts. Now, the other thing that Spielberg does that I think is brilliant, he starts with Lincoln. Who are you going to cast as Lincoln? Well, I'll tell you, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, and I can say this as a final, this is a statement of finality, Phil, and a lot of people get upset because they don't like know-it-alls, but I'm a gay man, I am a gay journalist, and I look at these things with a far more critical eye. The greatest actor on the English-speaking screen and stage today is Daniel Day-Lewis.
And on the stage?
That's what I said. I don't stutter. The greatest actor on the English-speaking stage and screen today is Daniel Day-Lewis. So who else are you going to get to play Abraham Lincoln but the greatest actor on the stage and screen today? All right? So that's my point. That's my point.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
What if the greatest actor on the English-speaking stage and screen today was, I can't remember the guy's, I can't remember the guy's last name, but he played the little tiny actor in Tinker Tailor.
Are you talking about Toby Jones?
Yeah, what if he was the greatest one?
Then he plays Lincoln.
That's a very interesting point. Toby Jones is about 5'6", You know,
I don't care. What are you talking about, Ben? I don't care.
But hold on, just hear me out. Toby Jones is about 5 foot. He's a small man, isn't he? A small man.
Yeah, he's a small man. So what?
Are you telling me that he could play Abraham Lincoln?
He'd knock it out of the park. He'd knock it out of the pit. He was the greatest actor on the. In other words, Phil, you're slowing me up here, but I'll go. Okay, I'll play. The greatest actor.
Well, I don't mean to slow you up.
The greatest actor on the English. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm telling you, the greatest actor on the English speaking stage right now is Daniel Day-Lewis. And I don't care what you got to say about it or anybody else. That's the greatest actor on the English-speaking stage today, Daniel Day-Lewis. Now, if you're telling me, let's say it's Toby Jones, okay, I'll go with you on that. Toby Jones is 5'6" or 5'4", whatever he is. He doesn't look anything like Lincoln. I mean, Daniel Day-Lewis at least has that sort of long face that you could sort of, you know, imagine Abraham Lincoln there. But if Toby Jones were the greatest actor in the English-speaking stage today, then he could play Abraham Lincoln, I have no doubt. That's what a great actor can do. And credibly.
All right. Just, you know, I don't see it, but...
Well, see, that's bothering me. Why don't you see it?
Well, it's just, you move on, man. I accept what you have to say.
No, you don't. Why don't you see it?
I don't see a guy that's 5'4", who looks like Toby Jones, who's a terrific actor. There's no question about it.
You know his pedigree, right?
Yeah, he's the son of Freddie Jones. He comes from a great family. There's no question. All right, there's no question.
Freddie Jones is your man. He's the main man. He's that guy you like in Elephant Man.
I know. Freddie Jones is great. But the fact is that Toby Jones doesn't look a damn thing like Abraham, not even close to looking like Abraham Lincoln, but you think he could pull it off.
Yes. How many times do you want me to... Yes, he'd pull it. If you're a great actor, if you are the greatest actor on the English-speaking stage, and you're Toby Jones, and you're 5'3" or 4'1", I don't care if you were that guy that played... I'm stretching, but you got to understand, Phil, I mean this. If it was Mini-Me, if the dude that played Mini-Me, who's the guy that played Mini-Me?
I don't know.
Well, whoever the guy was that played Mini-Me, if he was the greatest actor on the English-speaking stage, he could play Abraham Lincoln. And
no, he couldn't. How could he play Abraham Lincoln?
Because he's a great actor. God! I mean, I'm sorry, Phil, I don't mean to yell, but you've got to understand, great actors make you see what they want you to see. And if Toby Jones is the greatest actor in the history of the English-speaking stage, and he wants you to see him as Abraham Lincoln, then by God, you will see Abraham Lincoln or know the reason why. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And you're sitting here arguing with me about this. Unreal. I mean, no kidding, man.
Well, I'm sorry, okay? I just...
Can't you think of any guy... What about Anthony Hopkins? Does he look like Nixon?
All right, you got a point there. Anthony Hopkins looks nothing like Nixon, but I did think he did a great job.
Yeah, you told me you thought he did a great job.
I did. And he doesn't look a thing like Nixon, and after a while it didn't make any difference because the essence of Nixon was there, and that's what he did. All right, can we move on?
Yeah, I mean, the movie Abraham Lincoln, Phil, is going to be an interesting film. As you mentioned earlier, they've got Tommy Lee Jones as a member of the cast. They've got Sally Fields as a member of the cast. They have just a number of people that I think are going to really blow you away. I'm just looking up now because, I'm filing my story tomorrow. On this movie. Look at this right here. Here you go. Daniel Day-Lewis, Jackie Earle Haley plays Alexander Stevens. He's tremendous. They got Gloria Rubin. They got Adam Driver. Jared Harris is going to play Ulysses S. Grant. How about that?
Jared Harris, he was in, he's been a lot of stuff, man, but I remember him as Andy Warhol playing a real guy.
Yeah, he played Andy Warhol. I shot Andy Warhol. You got James Spader. You got John Hawkes, David Strahan, who plays William Seward. I mean, you got some pretty damn good actors in this thing, so I think this is going to knock it right straight out of the park. There's no question in my mind this is going to kick ass. And I think that, but I'll tell you this much. If Steven Spielberg does to this movie what he did with Amistad, or some of that other crap that he made, this is going to be a wreck. This is going to be a ship out on the high seas in flames, and you're just going to see great actors diving for the water. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be great, unless he pulls an Amistad out of his rear end, and then you're going to see an entire film that's just from beginning to end carnage as you watch one career after the next get gutted and thrown on the fire. What's so funny?
What? That doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah, I just got done telling you, man. I'm a gay man and a gay Jew.
But it doesn't tell me what the movie is. You're telling me. All right, if you haven't seen it.
How can I tell you what the movie's going to be if I haven't seen it? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but I'm not the great Karnak. I will tell you this. I mean, if anybody could tell you whether a movie's good or not, having never seen it, I'm the guy. And I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a great film.
Unless he pulls an Amistad.
Yeah.
In which case, it'll be one career after the next getting thrown on the fire.
Exactly. And I'm sorry I can't be more specific.
All right, we're going to come back here more with... I understand what you're saying. It's difficult to be more specific. I will tell you, with that cast and that director... And the fact that he has done Saving Private Ryan, and the fact that he did do, Schindler's List, this movie's got a great chance of being a terrific film.
There's no question about it. I think Saving Private Ryan was a little bit overrated. I think that a lot of stuff that happened in that movie, I don't, you know.
What? You're not going to badmouth that film.
I don't think it was all that good. Schindler's List, that was pretty good. I'm talking more, I think where Steven Spielberg really shines is in films like Cocoon and movies like that. I think E.T.
What is he going to bring to this movie that he brought to E.T.?
I think he's going to bring E.T. and Abraham Lincoln are in a similar vein in that they represent to the average person a sort of mythic, magical totem. All right, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay, Phil?
Yeah.
All right. And they represent a kind of a totem of hope, a totem of promise, a totem of what can be, what might be, what could be, what should be, what would be, what you be, what me be. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, we'll be right back here, Doug. Hang on. Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, we're talking about the movie Lincoln, which should be out in the late fall of this year, starring Daniel Day-Lewis as the 16th President of the United States. More with Doug Danger here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show right after these messages. 877-876-PHIL.
The Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445. Woo!
Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and online at philhendryshow.com. On the line with us from the Orange County Courier is Doug Danger, as we continue talking with him about the forthcoming, and I mean way off in the distance, movie, Lincoln. I know you asked me why would I have you review this movie this early. It's because it's an interesting topic.
Well, I get that, Phil, and I have a lot of people who are interested in certain kinds of movies. I mean, I tend to want to review movies that are coming out currently. But this film is a, as you mentioned, it's a Spielberg movie. Now, I don't know whether Steven Spielberg still has the clout, you know, that he's got. But we're going to see.
Tommy Lee Jones, we mentioned...
Yeah, well, that's true. Tommy Lee Jones in this movie as Thaddeus Stevens. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays Robert Todd Lincoln. Now, I guess Robert Todd Lincoln has that character has a big part in this movie. I don't know who he is. Was he the brother? Or
he's the son.
The son of Lincoln.
Yeah, that was the son of Abraham Lincoln.
All right, and then... Sally Field is, and again, you're going to have to help me, Mary Todd Lincoln, I know is the wife, and David Strainhorn plays this guy, Seward. Now, that's the guy that I can't place.
He was the Secretary of State. I mean, these are all people that were significant players at that particular time in the history of this country.
No, I know that. I know that. I know who Abraham Lincoln is, okay? What I don't know are some of these people, and this is why this movie may not do as well as I think it should. You got Jared Harris playing Ulysses S. Grant. Now, you tell me that's a general. I believe you. He's a general. I just don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know what his significance is. People are going to ask, well, what's that got to do with anything?
He was a famous Union general, man. He was the guy. He was the...
So he was the best general that the North had.
Yes, he was the man that bloody well won the war, given the fact that we were having a lot of setbacks early on.
All right, well, who's... Okay, but that has to be explained to people.
You don't think people know who Ulysses S. Grant is? I mean, the guy was on a... his face was on a damn $50 bill.
What's that got to... Boy, Phil, I got to tell you, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
You don't... Okay, why would they put a guy...
You know, they got a lot of people on a lot of things, Phil. There's an Indian on an Indian head nickel. Who, what's his name?
There's a...
What's the name of the Indian on the Indian head nickel?
I haven't seen an Indian head nickel in years.
All right, so you don't know his name?
No, I don't.
Okay. But that's my point. My point is...
Oh, come on, Doug. What I'm trying to say is every school child should know the name of Ulysses S. Grant.
I'm telling you that that's your wish and that's your hope. The average person out there doesn't know who Ulysses S. Grant is. They know who Abraham Lincoln is. They know who, I don't know, you know, Geronimo is. You name the names, they know the... But when you start getting into some of this particular stuff, they don't know any, especially people in the South. And that's the other thing. I come from the South, as you know, Phil. I come from Florida. How are my people going to receive this movie? I'll tell you how they're going to receive it. I don't think it's going to be very well. That's why I'm worried. You know,
you don't think that this film transcends all kinds of horse dung like that and just is simply the story of a great man?
The story of a great man that kicked the South's ass? Is that the man you're talking about? Because that's what happened.
Well, all right. So what you've got here then, Doug, is a Steven Spielberg movie that you said could be great or it could be a disaster.
Yeah, and it could be a disaster.
Based upon the fact that in the South it may not be well received and that most people don't know who Ulysses S. Grant is or Robert Todd Lincoln or Mary Todd Lincoln.
Exactly. I mean, they know who Mary Lincoln is. They know that was the wife. But Robert Todd Lincoln, they don't know. They never heard of him and they could care less. They don't know who Ulysses S. Grant is and they could care less. They don't know who Tad Lincoln. Is that a kid too?
Tad Lincoln was one of his boys that died. He died from some ailment. I forget what it was. Might have been tuberculosis.
All right. I mean, so the kid's dead. I don't understand why he has to populate the film with these tangential and peripheral characters. This guy, William Seward. This guy, Charles...
William Seward was, you know...
Bill, I know you know who it is, but the average person doesn't. And that's why this movie has a big, big chance of bombing. Number two, you're going to trot out a movie about Abraham Lincoln in cities like Atlanta and Memphis and New Orleans? Really? You think so, huh? I'm telling you right now, these people are going to go, they're going to go absolutely wild on this thing. I don't think that they are, not only are they not going to stay, they're going to stay away. But you might even see demonstrations.
Oh, man. I mean, I think you're reading this thing all wrong.
Really?
I think you're reading this thing all wrong. Way wrong, man. I don't think the South is going to give one hot holy crap that it's a movie about a guy named Abraham. I think they're going to turn... People in the South, we've said on the show many times, they're the most patriotic Americans that I know of. They'll turn out because they want to see... You know, when Lincoln got assassinated, the South didn't react very well.
What do you mean they didn't react very well?
When Abraham Lincoln got assassinated, the Southerners were shocked. They were horrified.
Well, you know, that's in hindsight you can say that.
No, I'm not talking about in hindsight. I'm talking about the day he got shot, the newspapers in the South, with rare exceptions, said that it was a horrible thing, that it was the worst possible thing that could have happened.
Well, I'm telling you right now, when this movie comes out, proof will be in the pudding. But I think in cities like Atlanta, in cities like Birmingham, in cities like Memphis, in cities like in all them places that is, you know, of the South, I think they're going to look at this movie like very suspect because they still remember very, very vividly, you know, Union troops burning their crops.
Who remembers that, man? What are you talking about?
Wow, where have you been? You didn't hear about the March to the Sea.
When it happened in 1860, whatever, man, the cats that are living in the South right now don't remember that stuff.
They, what?
Who remembers that? This is 2012. Who lives in the South today that remembers Sherman burning their freaking crops?
This is a bitter memory in the South, Phil. Something that has lived on. And
lived on with who, man? I mean, I'm sure there's some people down there that are, you know, still got a little bit of that Southern rebel thing going on. But who the hell remembers him burning crops?
Boy, you don't get it, do you? You don't get how those women saw the Union troops forcing black soldiers to, you know, steal the cows and stuff. You don't...
What?
What a man.
All right, we're going to be right back with more from Doug Danger. We also have Pastor William Renick back on with us in a moment here as we continue talking about the film Lincoln on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Yeah, they remembered him stealing their cows and everything, man. It's just...
Well, they do. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. When are you going to get that through your head?
Phil Hendry.
Hey, welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk with Doug Danger here, 877-876-PHIL, about the forthcoming film, which is Lincoln. And just looking down the... Now, you've said some stuff here that's pretty interesting, Doug. You say that the film may not be well-received in the South. You say that it's because of the fact that it's Abraham Lincoln. You say that, Spielberg may drop the ball the way he did with Amistad. And then you make the point that he's Jewish.
Well, he is Jewish.
Right. Are you telling me that that's one more strike against the movie in the South?
I think that it is. I mean, Phil, one of the things that Southerners always, because I come from the South, I'm not only a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm a gay Southerner. I'm from St. Augustine, Florida, all right? I'm from ground zero in the civil rights activities, because it was St. Augustine where the stuff hit the fan, other than Birmingham and Montgomery and places like that. But first you got this movie about Abraham Lincoln, who's basically a guy that went down to the South and said, guess what? Here's what's up. Boom, 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 boom. Everybody, it just kicked ass. Now you got this movie, and not only that, it's a movie made by a Jewish guy. So you got every which way of bad for this movie to be received well down South. And
I think you're being really unfair. There's no Jewish people in the South. There's no...
There's Jewish people in the South, but they're Southernized Jewish. I mean, if you meet a Jewish person down South, Phil, you wouldn't know they're Jewish any more than you'd know anything else about them. They're just... They're the most hick... Probably some of the most hick, backward people down South are Jewish. And
the most hick and backward.
Yes. If you go to Alabama, let's take Mississippi, the Mississippi Delta. Go down to the most backward, barefoot, all the stuff that you think about when you think of the stereotypical Southerner, barefoot, ignorant, squirrel gun, you name it, they're all Jews. Now,
come on, man. Is this just another...
I'm telling you, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I don't care what you are. Is this just one more form of anti-Semitism? And
what are you talking about, man? Are you crazy? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist, but you're coming up with some stuff here about... You got the South still back in the Civil War. You got cats worrying about whether their crops got burned by Sherman. You got people thinking about this and that and a million other things. You're telling me that this is what's going to sink this movie, and this is what's going to be, throwing all these careers on a fire, man. What about the good stuff this guy's done?
I told you, man, when he made Saving Private Ryan and that other one, that Liam Neeson's List or whatever the hell that was called.
Schindler's List.
What are you getting so pissed off about?
You're a movie reviewer. You don't know the name of that movie.
I'm a movie reviewer who's reviewed, Phil, close to 25,000 movies, okay? And I don't remember every single one. So I called it Liam Neeson's List. That's what most people think of it as.
It's called Schindler's List.
Right, but most people think of it as Liam Neeson's List.
What do you want me to say? I got a whole other argument with you about that one.
Well, you don't need to argue with me, I'm telling you. Most people think that Liam Neeson's the guy that freed all those Jews.
All right, so you really think people are dumb?
Phil, I'm a gay... I don't think. I know they're dumb. I ain't saying that we don't have smart people out there. We got a few. But we've got some real dumbasses. Believe me, Phil, I read their letters. I'm gay. I'm a gay man.
877-876-PHIL. Let's get Pastor William Renick back on the line here, who wanted to weigh in on the Abraham Lincoln controversy. Pastor, thanks for being with us. It's been one of those nights, huh?
Now, Phil, that's all right. I understand. Yeah, And by the way, Doug, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really well, Pastor.
Good. Listen, I want to tell you, and I don't mean to, you know, Doug, I'm not trying to preempt what you're saying, you know, but I've got to tell you about there's another Abraham Lincoln movie that's coming out this year. And do you know what it is, Doug?
There's another Abraham Lincoln movie?
Yeah, and there's another one. Phil, you know?
I do not.
All right, it is a movie that I am looking forward to, and I'm going to tell you something right now. As far as I'm concerned, and a lot of people are going to be thinking I'm kidding, I think it's going to have it all over this movie by Steven Spielberg. It's a film called Abraham Lincoln, and please just listen to me now. It's a film called Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, I heard of this one.
Yeah, well, that movie is going, in the words of you young people, it's going to kick some ass. And I'm going to be front and center. I'm going to be the first person in line to buy a ticket of that one. Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Vampire Slayer. Let me tell you what. You can talk all...
Let me just ask you something, my pastor, if you could. This is Doug.
Go ahead.
I don't understand. Are you serious?
I don't... Yes, I'm serious, sir. Why would I not be serious?
Because it's you're a pastor, and you're charged with the education of people, like I think a lot of people are. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm trying to do what I can, you know, what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
So what are you saying?
I'm telling you right now that Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer is the movie to see. You've been talking here, and I've been listening to you and Phil going on and on and on about this Abraham Lincoln movie, and I'm about to fall asleep. As I'm listening to you talking about William Seward this and the South that, nobody cares, man. Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer. That's the magic word. And you've got to get people out to see that movie. And
why do I need to get people out to see that?
Because it's going to kick ass. You know what?
You know, I got to ask you the same question that Doug asked you. Are you serious?
What is wrong with you two? Yes, I'm serious.
Why would you think that Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer is the movie to see?
It sounds like a damn good movie. Look, this man come on your program, and I know Doug Danger, and he says he's gay, this, gay, that. He's gay all over. You know what I'm, you know, saying? That joke, Doug, about I'm gay. What's red and white and black all over? What's red and white and gay all over?
I guess a sunburned gay zebra.
You got it. Now, what I'm going to try to say... What are you laughing at?
A sunburned gay zebra?
Yeah.
All right.
But what I'm trying to say to you is... This movie, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer, have you seen it, Doug?
I haven't seen it, and I've got to tell you, I'm going to be very honest with you right now. I'm a gay man and a gay jerk.
Yeah, I know you're gay. I know you're gay.
God, what is up with you, man?
Look, I am a minister of God. Okay?
Now we're down to it. Now you're going to tell me how homosexuality is bad.
No, I ain't going to say that. I'm not going to say that at all. I'm not going to say that at all. All I'm going to try to say to you is the following thing. You come on this program, you said gay, 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 and you said I'm gay man. I said, I know it already. I got it. I got it down, okay? You want me to tattoo it on some of the tattoo? You want me to put it in a little memo on my refrigerator? I'll do that. I know you're gay.
Well, I mean, you're coming on here. I'm black, black, black.
When did I say I'm black?
When did he say that?
Well, you're being black.
Well, you're being gay. God. So anyway, Phil, I want you to go out, and I want you to do something for me. Go down to the mall here, wherever you go see them. Where you go see your movies?
I don't know. Just go over to the mall, yeah.
Okay. Go over to the mall and get yourself tickets to see this Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer. Man, I'm telling you, it's going to wilt your permanent. It'll ride your wig clean off. That's how good I think it's going to be.
I can't see how that movie is going to be better than a factual account of Abraham Lincoln.
Here's the thing. The factual account of Abraham Lincoln is fine, but people need to know that Abraham Lincoln was bigger than life. You know, Abraham Lincoln was bigger than life. Abraham Lincoln, he not only saved the country, he not only freed the black people, he did a lot of stuff. You know, this man, he could kick ass out of the empire. And I don't doubt for a minute, not for 1 minute, Abraham Lincoln could go out and take on Dracula. What do you think of that, Phil?
And I think you're being stupid.
You think I'm being stupid? You use the word stupid.
You're being stupid, too. That
to me is ridiculous.
That sounds dumb.
Well, I don't give a damn what either one of you say. I'm a man of God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the blood of the Lamb. And I'm telling you now, just as God put into the very heart and into the mind of John the Baptist, when he stood out in front of the people, he said, I'm telling you now, he's on his way.
He's on his way, y'all. Better listen to me. And I think the same thing. He put in Abraham Lincoln. I'll tell you right now, Abraham Lincoln would take out Dracula. Take him out like a bad smell. Don't tell me.
So? So what? We'll never know. Dracula didn't exist.
Abraham Lincoln did.
Well, he might have existed. What are you going to do? Go down to the White House and say, hey, President Lincoln, how about going out and taking on Dracula?
You know something? I would have. I would have. Because if there was a Dracula, Abraham Lincoln would grab his top hat and say, excuse me for a minute, preacher. Excuse me, Mr. Frederick Douglass. Excuse me, all you free slaves. I'm going to go out and kick ass.
You think he's going to go out and kick ass on Dracula?
I know he'd kick ass on Dracula.
Because of a movie.
No, not because of, oh, man. Not because of a movie. Because the movie captures the essence of what y'all, you know, is doing.
Well, I think, Pastor, I think you've had a lot of fun here mocking a great movie by Steven Spielberg.
And I'm not mocking Mr. Spielberg movie. I don't give a damn. I hope he does a good job of that movie. I don't see that movie, but the movie I'm looking forward to, the movie most people are looking forward to, the movie I want to see, and the movie I will see, and the movie I will not stop from being seen, is Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer. And yeah, I think he'd kick ass on Dracula. I think he'd kick ass on that Lestat bastard, whoever that Lestat mother is. I think he'd kick ass on that damn Interview with a Vampire. I think he'd kick ass on that damn Blade. I think he'd kick ass on every single one of them suckers in Twilight. He'd kick their ass. And I think that's what we need.
Well, reinventing a former president as a superhero sounds like fun.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so, ha. Pastor Reddick, you a lot of fun.
We got to take a break, Pastor.
Yeah, you got to take a break, Pastor. I know.
Thank you very much, Pastor.
Yeah, you bet it's your gay.
Okay, put everybody on hold. Thank you. So, this year, don't forget Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer, as well as the one by Spielberg. It ought to be pretty good as he kicks ass. As he kicks ass on that Interview with a Vampire with Blade, all them Twilight suckers. We'll be right back on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We have our News and Information Hour coming up next hour. Don't forget our podcast, Episode 3, available on the homepage of our website, philhendryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Kick ass! That's what he's doing, kick ass!
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget to download, and I mean download the living hell out of our latest podcast, Episode 3. Find the link there on our homepage at philhendryshow.com. And also get a backstage pass and join us here every night on our video cast, as well as all of the archives and our daily show podcast. Pastor William Rennick with us, Doug Danger with us as we talk about the film Lincoln. Let's get Roy on the line. Roy, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, and you're talking with not only Pastor William Rennick, we also have Doug Danger on here.
Oh, hey, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Phil, I wanted to ask your movie reviewer, Mr. Danger.
Yes, sir.
I think your appraisal of Lincoln might be a little bit off. President Lincoln was a phenomenal president. I didn't appraise Lincoln. I think Mr. Hendry did. I was saying that the movie might be good, or it might be bad.
Oh, okay. Mr. Hendry, you said what?
Well, I don't know. What is your question, sir?
Someone said that Ulysses S. Grant was the general, and he was, and he was a very good general. And I wanted to make the point that while Grant was a good general and Lincoln was a great president, there was another gentleman who come on here talking about the Vampire Slayer movie. That was the one.
That's me. I'm Pastor Rennick.
Oh, yes. Okay, sir. You were talking about the Vampire Slayer movie. Are you aware of a film called The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Yes, I am.
Now, that is a film that I think is what we're looking for in cinema. It is a film of outstanding acting, And it also is a group of fantasy-like figures who are engaged in something heroic.
So let me tell you something, sir, if I could.
Oh, yes.
I saw the movie A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. It was one of the greatest films I'd ever seen in my life.
Wasn't it wonderful?
It was absolutely wonderful. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is a movie about... hold on for a minute, okay? Because I'm gonna describe it.
Well, you're about...
Hold on for a minute. Hold on. What's your name?
My name's Roy.
Right, this is Pastor Rennick. Hold on. Pastor Rennick's got the floor now. I'm going to talk about League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, one of the greatest movies ever made.
I thought it sucked.
Who said that?
I did.
Who?
Me, Phil Hendry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Roy did. What'd you say, Roy?
No, I liked the movie.
Roy liked the movie. I liked the movie. You think it what?
The movie sucked. S-U-C-K-E-D. Sucked. Or if you will, B-L-E-W-E-D.
Blued? Wow.
Well, I think that's a very harsh assessment. I gotta agree with Phil on that one. Extraordinary
Gentlemen.
Yeah, that blowed. That didn't just blew, it blew and blow and blowed. I wouldn't say that. I agree with the pastor.
Let me set you suckers straight. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen kicked ass. That's the same way that this Marvin Gaye, what's the name of the movie? Malcolm X Graveyard Hunter or something?
Huh?
What's the movie with the vampire hunter?
Abraham Lincoln.
I thought there's a Malcolm X.
No, not that. There's no Malcolm X graveyard. What'd you say?
Malcolm X grave robber.
Will you get out of here with that? Roy, continue, please, and then we have to move on.
Well, I just wanted to say, I thought that the Vampire Slayer film falls short, but I think League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, especially the concept of Mina Harker and...
Okay, thanks a lot, and it's been great talking to you.
Well, I just wanted to also...
Cut that man off.
You better believe I cut him off. That guy was about as babbling a mother as I've ever heard in my life. Both of you guys are out of your minds. That movie sucked.
What do you mean it sucked? When did you ever see League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
I saw it when I was laying in the hospital.
Well, that ain't watching a movie. Did you see it on AMC?
Yeah.
No wonder. AMC blowed.
Yeah. 877-876-7445, Phil Hendry Show. Rudy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Rudy, you're on with Pastor William Rennick and Doug Danger. How are you doing here tonight, Rudy? Rudy, you there?
Hey, man, who said that?
Just say that again, sir.
I said, hello, Phil, can you hear me?
Good, yeah, I can hear you.
I said, the man who said that Vampire Slayer, this Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer, was a good film. I think he needs to have his head examined because that movie, to me, is going to be a joke, you know.
But this is Pastor Rennick. What's your name?
My name is Rudy Canoza.
You're Rudy Canoza? Is that your name?
Yes, that is my name. I give my first and my last name always.
All right, well, Rudy, you may be new to our country. Maybe you don't understand the significance of Abraham Lincoln.
And, well, I understand the significance of Abraham Lincoln. I understand what Abraham Lincoln can do, but Abraham Lincoln cannot do everything. Abraham Lincoln is not someone who is capable of doing everything. He's not a man who is capable of killing a vampire.
Well, I don't think you understand. I think we all see Abraham Lincoln differently. I think we think he can kill vampires. That's the fantasy.
Well, let me tell you something that I know from my country, and tell me if you know how to do this. In my country, for instance, if Abraham Lincoln was the president in my country...
What is your country?
My country is Argentina.
What is that again?
My country is Argentina.
Go ahead.
You are very loud.
I am loud because I'm very passionate about it.
God, you're turning down.
Okay, Pastor, could you back off the phone?
What?
Back off the phone?
In my country, if Abraham Lincoln were the president, and Abraham Lincoln were invested in superpower, the ability to super, to Superman, you know, however, to fly.
Don't send nobody said Abraham Lincoln know how to fly. We don't want no president that can fly. We want a president that can take care of business right here on terra firma. And number one, I want to have a president that's going to go out and stake me a vampire. And number two, I want a president to take the head right off them zombie. You know, if you've ever seen The Walking Dead, the zombie, take that damn thing out and de-ghoul it. I want a president to do something like that.
I'm saying to you, in my country, we would want a president that could speak to women and to men and to all people with love and with harmony and with peace and to be able to...
you don't have no president do that. We want a president kick ass.
We need a president who can speak the words of peace.
And hold on. Rudy, what are the words of peace?
I was going to say the words of peace for to say a little, you know. You got some problem? You got to sound to me like the back, maybe his alpha waves are off or something.
What is that, Rudy?
That is a custom in my country.
That's a custom in your country for what?
It's a custom in my country. Are your alpha waves slow?
Will you hold on, please?
You know, the only thing that is slow on this program that I'm listening to tonight is you, sir. You are slow.
I'm not slow. How can I be slow when I'm saying to you that I want a president?
Can I finish, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
I want a president.
I want to finish, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
And to have a president that can go to the women and say, you, and this is what this means in my country, to say to a woman, that means,
what the hell is wrong with that man? Is that?
Would you hold on, please?
That is the word of peace. And I would much rather have a president that can speak the words of peace.
You are, here's the thing that the problem I'm having, Phil. This guy wants to have a president that sounds like he's going to swallow his own tongue, that a president can go out and beat ass on all them twinkle-toe twilight vampires. I'd love to see Abraham Lincoln drive a stake through about six of them twilight vampires all at once. You dig me? You know what I'm putting down, right?
I can dig that. Yeah, I like that.
All right. See, look at the gay man, gay journalist. He's on my side.
I think you speak the words of war.
Words of war? Where are you from, man?
I said Argentina.
Well, you sound like, you know what it said? You sound to me like some guy that, you know, his mom's got a leash on him. And
Phil,
he probably ties you to a railing at the mall or something.